السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. قال الله تعالى أيضا: وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: القيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها ثم تمنى على الله. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders, ulama ikram, and beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, most high. My beloved brothers, from the deepest recesses of our heart, we need to be, it is imperative that we become amongst the shakirin. We make shukr from the deepest recesses of our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the bounty of iman, a bounty that is immeasurable in terms of benefit, especially in the akhirat, my beloved brothers. Certainly in the dunya, without a doubt, my beloved brothers, but without an iota of doubt in the akhirah, this is the visa for success. Al-fawzu mubin can only occur if one has iman, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any initiative or desire or sacrifice from outside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with this great, great virtue, my beloved brothers. So we must be amongst those that are like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, highlighted the characteristics of Dawood alayhi salam. He said he was a true shakir. He was a true shakir in that he made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to an extent where he realized that the tawfiq to make shukr emanated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he realized, how is it possible, Ya Allah, how is it possible that I make true shukr to thee when in fact you give me tawfiq to make shukr? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam identified that as a true shakir. Where the recognition occurs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to make shukr also, my beloved brothers. So we must make shukr for a few things. Certainly two things immediately. One is we make shukr for hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to hidayat, has given us tawfiq to present ourselves in this masjid, to read Salatul Maghrib, and to sit in this majma, where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Many people have hidayat, but very few have tawfiq for amal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us on two counts. In addition to that, many people have tawfiq for amal without hidayat, which amounts to absolutely no benefit in the akhirat, my beloved brothers. Many non-Muslims would take care of their animals, would take care of their parents and their beloved and give charity, etc. But they don't have hidayat. And it amounts to absolutely nothing, my beloved brothers. So we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these two bounties instantly, my beloved brothers. Tawfiq and hidayat. And continuously make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the riwayat. If we make shukr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us in that bounty. My beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful and all-knowing. The gravity of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be truly imagined by insan. It is not possible with our limited intellect and insight. and understanding. Those qualities that have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His 99 sifat, etc. My beloved brothers, but by merely looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can, to some extent, enable us to extract some understanding of the greatness and the supreme nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the universe, science is unanimous, and so is our underlying understanding of how the universe, of how creation began. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed it and it occurred. Science says that the singularity that resulted in the creation of the universes, etc. And there's no disputing that. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instantly said, create, and of course from absolutely nothing, which is scientifically impossible, unless there's a superior being with an immense amount of energy that can create such marvels. There's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can create such. And what then occurs? Insan sits on earth, on humble little earth, just to see our, by virtue of measure, how insignificant we are in terms of the size and magnitude of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us resident on this planet, in this solar system of 9 or 10 other planets. The scientists are in dispute of that. And we revolve around one sun. We revolve around one sun, which is one of 200 billion such suns, which are called stars. And that is called, in fact, a galaxy. And the name of our galaxy, just to introduce our galaxy, it is called the Milky Way. Made up of 200 billion stars is what science, the physicists, the astronomers estimate. And there's no exact understanding to this. There's no exact calculation. It's a mere calculated guess. And that makes up an enormous amount of space, takes up an enormous amount of space in space. Our neighboring galaxy, a galaxy called Andromeda, has equal number of stars. And remember, we haven't barely gotten to the moon, beyond the moon. The sun hasn't gotten beyond the moon, let alone the sun. And the size of our sun is one of the smaller stars. So they are huge, bigger, other suns, if you like, in our galaxy that we'll never get to and never have a complete understanding of. So this neighboring galaxy, which is called Andromeda, sits not so far away, but the light from the nearest star of Andromeda to reach Earth takes about 200 billion years. Allahu Akbar. And the speed of light, my beloved brothers, just to 8 times 10 to the power 8, 3.7 times 10 to the power 8, is equal to traveling around the earth 7 times in 1 second. That's the speed of light. And it takes the light from Andromeda to earth 200 billion years to reach earth. Allahu Akbar. So we're talking about vast distances. Distances that we cannot contemplate, let alone calculate accurately. Now, the scientists are certain that there's not only two galaxies. In fact, they estimate that there are 200 billion such galaxies. Allahu Akbar. To make up what is called the universe. That is one universe. Science also goes to speculate that there are 200 billion such universes to make up what is called a metaverse. And this is where they fall short. They can't go beyond that understanding. And to think that this is such a vast expanse of space, and who's created it? Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala sits over this creation as if it's the sharp end of a needle. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. This is Allah who sustains every single thing that is created, commences the creation by kun fayakun and terminates it when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that it be terminated, and will resurrect it when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that it be resurrected. This is our Rabb, my beloved brothers. My beloved brothers, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a sense, a slight sense of the supreme nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers. And Allah ta'ala has certainly enamored us with a high level of intelligence, but not intelligent enough to understand al-ghayb, the unseen, my beloved brothers. Al-ghayb, the unseen, again, should bring us to a great degree of humility. The ghayb, the unseen, my beloved brothers, tells us, and aqwal al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam huwa al-haq, al-Qur'an al-haq, al-qiyamah huwa haq, al-nar huwa haq, al-yawm al-ashr, al-yawm the day of hashr is haq. There's no question about that. And we know from the riwayat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in Jannah there will be such streams of honey and milk that will come to us. But this does not occur in our environment of time, space and matter. So this is a different paradigm that we'll ultimately reside in the Akhirat. Our paradigm is very limited insofar as the vast expanse of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, all powerful, the ingenious creator, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited by any of these qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the concept of wisdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined to any parameters of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's brilliance and strength is not confined to anything. Allah ta'ala is the creator of the intangibles, strength, power, uniqueness, being the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited in these concepts, my beloved brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan in these paradigms of time, space and matter. It's inconceivable for us to reason outside of these paradigms, if you like. Can we imagine space, or rather, we can imagine space certainly, but can we imagine an environment where there's no space? Insan is immediately limited. We cannot contemplate this. Time existed from the instant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared the first second, then the minute, then the hour, then the day, month and years, etc. followed subsequently. Allah ta'ala has declared those things. Can we imagine an era where there was no time? It's not possible for science or any insan to begin to calculate and understand without these references. Matter. Light is matter. It's a photon, what the physicists call a photon. And it displays the various types of characteristics. In the absence of light, what do we have? Darkness. Can we imagine an environment where there's no light and there's no darkness? Insan is at a loss, my beloved brothers. We are so limited, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His supreme ability to create reserves insan to believe exclusively what was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our benefit, given our huge deficiencies, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best of creation only because we have the ability to be the most obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apart from the angels, my beloved brothers. In addition to the angels, I should add. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, all knowing, my beloved brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the perfect template in that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no deen, my beloved brothers, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the companions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such companions, my beloved brothers, that make Islam as we understand it possible today. So they presented us with a number of qualities, the scholars say. One of the qualities that was mentioned was that they had this complete, they were never at any stage, complacent about their iman. Hassan al-Basri, rahimullah, one of the great a'imah of the tabi'een, he cited that he had met 30 sahaba, and every single one of them had a worry, concern, hazan of the condition of their iman. And we read in Fazal-e Amal frequently, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum, when he said that he wishes he was a blade of grass that would be eaten, consumed by a beast, He was a hair on the body of a mu'min. Or he was this bird that would flutter around amongst trees and would not have to account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Who was it, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? He was given the glad tidings of Jannah, my beloved brothers. He was one of the Ashra Mubashar, the first of. 8 gates of Jannah will be beckoning his name, my beloved brothers. This is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the first Khalifa, the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Hazrat Abu Bakr who was concerned about his iman. How is it possible that we can be complacent, my beloved brothers? It's not possible that we can be complacent about our iman. There's a constant requirement that we interrogate our iman, that we rehash our iman, and constantly try to elevate the status of our iman, my beloved brothers. This is a fundamental requirement in order for us to progress. The scholars would say, iman yazidu wa yankus, it increases and it decreases. It increases if there's amale swariha. And it decreases when there's ma'siyah that we bring into our lives, my beloved brothers. So in order for us to constantly increase the value of our iman, increase the quality of our iman, then we need to constantly engage in amale swariha. This is a requirement for every single individual, my beloved brothers. This was displayed to us by the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, in addition to that, my beloved brothers, they constantly learned iman. And this comes in Quran Made Easy? No. It comes in one of the Tafasir Kitabs. How is it that we learn iman? Every one of us have been taught at some point how to make wudu, how to perform salah, how to read Quran and Majid, etc., etc. We've been taught elements, but no one has taught us iman. The scholars say that in order for one to learn iman, they took from the lives of the Sahaba that they engaged the following. And if we engage the same, then the learning of iman will occur. And what is that? That is, they defined as such, that for 100% of their time, they were engaged in amal salihah that will reap dividends in the akhirah. And they utilized time in the dunya to fulfill their needs exclusively, not their desires. They had no great desire for the trappings of the world. They had no great desire for the university degrees and statuses that it affords. They had no great desire for the acquisition of lands and palaces, etc., my beloved brothers. Their needs were fulfilled by their spiritual desires, my beloved brothers. When they do this, that is, they focus 100% of their energy in the exercising of amale salihah, so that they can acquire ajr in the akhirah, and they use the time to fulfill the needs of themselves and their family, then they're in the process of learning iman. Alhamdulillah. Then they don't have iman, they are learning iman. What an amazing point comes, my beloved brothers. So in this zamana, where do we have an opportunity to be in this environment? If you're in madrasa, of course, full time in madrasa, if you're in a khanka, alhamdulillah, then 100% of your time you're focused in amal salih for ajr in the akhirah, alhamdulillah. But for the general layman, alhamdulillah, he doesn't have this except this islahi program called Dawat and Tabligh, mashallah, where he takes out a period in time between Maghrib and Isha to do ingasht, outgasht, takes out 2 hours to do mulakats, so that he can acquire ajr in the akhirah, where he takes out 3 days of his time exclusively for matters of the akhirah. He gives da'wah to Allah, where we take out time, 40 days, 4 months, etc., in our life, where we 100% focused on acquiring ajr for the akhirah, fulfilling our needs of our family prior during this time. And this is when we're learning iman by virtue of that tafsir patch, my beloved brothers. Alhamdulillah. So, my beloved brothers, this is how we learn iman. By engaging what this islahi program called Dawat and Tabligh, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the natural consequence of iman is ibadah. The natural consequence of iman is ibadah. A person's general satiation occurs with either wealth or food, etc., etc. A spiritually hungry individual for iman, his satiation will occur with ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the most valuable of ibadah is al-iman. Is iman. The most valuable ibadah is iman. The second most valuable ibadah is as-salah. There's no question about it. The scholars are unanimous in this. The most despised action of an individual is kufr, shirk, and that of a hypocrite. That's the most despised action. The second most despised action is one that leaves salah. These diametrically related things, my brothers, are significant in our lives, my brothers. It's not possible for a Muslim not to engage in salah. It's not possible. It's an unheard of phenomenon, my beloved brothers. And we continuously say in the 6 points that we mentioned that we're able to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've understood from the earlier point, the size of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. We can therefore imagine the size of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures. If we were to access these treasures like Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in and walk on water, have rain directed to us, if we're able to win battles with small individuals against huge armies and forces, then we'll have to be able to deliver on the requirement very, very efficiently, my beloved brothers. We'll have to be able to deliver on the key very efficiently. My beloved brothers, it's imperative that in order for us to obtain the key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pristine salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be read. In the time of Sahaba, their mujahida was a physical abuse by the mushrikeen. The physical abuse and tortures, etc. We have no such a thing presently. There's no mujahida of that nature. Our mujahida today is to learn that salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to spend the time, sit with the ustaz, to ensure that salah resembles the salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers. My brothers, that salah will be of value to us when eventually it achieves three things. One is, it resembles the salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this requires us to sit with an ustad to make sure our salah resembles that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In addition to that, the recitation of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely correct, and that we learn the meanings of what we're reading. And it's the tafasir. When we understand this, and we say for argument's sake, we say, Rabbi, subhana Rabbi al-A'la, subhana Rabbi al-Azim. The word Rabbi comes. If we read two rakats of salah, we'll say Rabbi 20 times, my beloved, at least. At least 20 times. If we understand the word, the meaning of Rabbi and his tafsir, my beloved brothers, we'll be so engrossed in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it'll be impossible for us not to be affected. Which will then consequently mean that our islah will be made. So let's just take this one word, my Rabb, my Lord, loosely translated as my Lord. But this is by far an inadequate meaning, my beloved brothers. Rabbi, the Mufassirin say, has just partially, a partial dip into its meaning. My Rabb is that creator who creates every single thing, the vast expanse, as in the case we indicated earlier, the expanse of the universe, by merely deciding to create it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sustains that every single creation of His. This is my Rabb. In addition to that, in addition to sustaining and knowing every single created entity, my Rabb then can eliminate every piece of that creation and then resurrect it when He wishes to. This is my Rabb. Imagine contemplating these thoughts when we say, Subhana Rabbil A'la, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Imagine that, my beloveds. There's a different salah instantly. Then truly, we'll be in a position to draw from the enormous treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our mujahidah is not the mujahidah of Bilal radiallahu anhu, or Ka'b radiallahu anhu. Our mujahidah is to sit down and learn, so that we can eliminate the forces of batil through salah. So number one, we emulate the salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, we understand its meaning, and it's tafasir, and bring that understanding into our salah. And number three, make this a means of our islah. When we bring this, my beloved brothers, then we've achieved the objective of salah, my beloved brothers. My beloved brothers, in the time of Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described that generation, that epoch, that era as khayra ummat, the best of ummats. And then of course, subsequently, the next best ummat was the tabi'in, and subsequently the tabi'in. This golden generation, every single one of them, my beloved brothers, exhibited qualities close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single sahabi was a qari, they were qurra. Every single sahabi were muhaddith, they knew hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single sahabi were mufassir, they knew Qur'an and istafsirat. Every single one of them, my beloved brothers. They sat in durus of da'imma, that number tens of thousands, my beloved brothers. Every single one of them were zakirs. They would make zikr. They emulated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greatly. Every single one of them were da'is. They exhibited all the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why do we then stop short of the acquisition of such a vast, an ocean amount of ilm that is available to us, my beloved brothers? My beloved brothers, the simple ta'lim that we do in our homes, the simple ta'lim that we do in the masjid, my beloved brother, what great nur it has. Let's track back to the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his hujra. Can you imagine the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you imagine the time when the Sahaba, if we were any one of the Sahaba? Our first thought would be, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is resident with us. Not just anyone, the Nabi of Allah, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has privileged us with His presence, Allah ta'ala has so. So what they would do is leave very early in the morning to the masjid to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would gather in the masjid from very, very early in the morning. Then of course Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hujra of Aisha radiallahu anha, for argument's sake, would emerge from his room after reading tahajjud salah. Then of course he'd instruct Bilal radiallahu anhu to give adhan, and he'd lay down, he'd read 2 rakat sunnah salah, he'll emerge from his hujra and he'll see the sahaba gathered there. They want to be with the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the greatest privilege that insan can ever get. And of course Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform salah, and immediately after salah he'd turn around and address the sahaba. And the manner in which he's addressing the Sahaba, what is that? The consequence of that is hadith. Whatever the beautiful Mubarak words that emanated out of the Mubarak lips of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hadith. That we gather and we call kitabs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would frequently get wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba would revel in the revelation in how the deen was exhibited and of course manifested itself over the years whilst in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would then leave the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only through, by virtue of their fulfilling their needs, my beloved brothers. If they had to go. Otherwise they'll constantly be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at the end of the day, they would reluctantly leave the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then go to their families, they go to their wives, and the wives will say, "Oh my beloved husband, what did the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say and do today?" And they would then teach their wives. They would teach their wives, they would tell their wives what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi had mentioned directly. What is the latest of the ahkam that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, my beloved brothers, is what we intend to achieve with ta'aleem in the masjid. Because we don't read anything else except the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we open the Fazail-e Amal, this is exactly what we're attempting to achieve. The words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam emulating the delivery to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. When we do ta'aleem at home, that's exactly what we want to achieve. Like the Sahaba going home and informing his family what the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delivered, what message he's delivered. So this is the barakah, my beloved brothers, of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is. If we do this, one scholar once said that if we emulate the activities of the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the nur from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that eventually falls in the Qabatullah and then distributed to all the masajid will come to our very homes, my beloved. This is what one of the scholars had told us. Alhamdulillah. And this is ta'aleem that we constantly engaged in, my beloved brothers. My beloved brothers, such a beautiful way to spend our time. Such a content, my beloved brothers, in this dunya. It's impossible to satiate our needs. In this dunya, they always say that we never have enough. A millionaire will never put a stop to his activities to continue accumulating wealth. It's his next target is his next 10 million, and then his next 100 million, etc., etc. He is never satiated by this. One that possesses property will constantly acquire property. He's never satiated by what it is that he acquires. But in terms of deen, I read my five sons, salas, khalas. It's the opposite way around, my beloved. In terms of deen, we must be never satiated by, we must constantly show this hunger and desire to acquire more and more, and so we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's increase. And like Sahaba, be satisfied with what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, my brothers. We must be satiated by what it is that we've got in terms of mata'u qurur and be hungry constantly for asbab that will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a requirement, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that our biology is a very different biology of the time, my beloved brothers. What do I mean by this? The heart has always been associated with love. Love, the heart cannot love diametrically opposite things. It's not possible for the heart to love and hate at the same time. To love money and hate money at the same time. It'll either love one and hate another. But it's not possible to engage in diametrically opposite things with regard to the heart. So, why is this important? So, several decades ago, the psychologists cottoned on to the concept of the subconscious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this in the form of fikr that existed in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1450 years ago. This so-called subconscious, my beloved brothers, is what the psychologists said, will govern your actions by virtue of what's embedded in your subconscious. So if you're in your subconscious, you had tendencies to do, or rather they had inherent desires to accomplish something, your actions will manifest in accomplishing those actions. But, of course, what's exhibited in our deen is that what we call the heart. So if the heart loves something, your ultimate action is to exhibit that. But let's look at this, my beloved brothers. The heart has a function, has a physiological function. The doctors will tell us this. The physiological function is that it will distribute blood. But before that, we consume food. And when we consume food, it's broken down through various organs in our body, and of course the nutrients are taken into the blood, and the heart then has a responsibility to distribute that blood to various organs of our body. Now, if we consume this food with a desire, with the love of something adverse, like stealing, if you're a sarik, if you're a thief, then of course one that is inherently a thief has this built-in nature, he has such love for the thievery, every single opportunity is what drives him, every single desire is what drives him to an opportunity. So when he eats food, then of course in that blood, in that heart that loves thievery, every single amount of, every drop of blood that is distributed to various organs will have the love of thievery in it. His eyes will see every opportunity to steal. He'll speak deceive in a deceitful way so to ensure that he's able to accomplish his goal. His legs that receive the blood that loves thievery will run to opportunities where he'll be able to exercise the opportunity of stealing. His hands can't wait to touch something that doesn't belong to him. His brain is constantly exercising and manipulating and contriving ways in which he can accomplish his dreaded goal. This is a person that loves stealing. My beloved, on the other hand, if a person that loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loves his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loves everything associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi, and when he consumes food, and every single drop of blood that is distributed to the various parts of his body is distributed with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when his eyes will see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation. His forehead won't be able to wait until he's prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mind is calculating the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and working. How is it that he can earn a greater stage in Jannah, my beloved? Every part of his body is hailing and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively. My beloved brothers, the heart is what we should work with constantly in eliminating ma'siyah, eliminating thoughts that are evil, and replacing those with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that constantly remains washed and consuming our heart constantly, my beloved brothers. When this occurs, every single action will be an exhibition of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with many, many things, my beloved brothers. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the latter part, Abdurrahman ibn Abu Atiq, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned, Taif. Abdurrahman ibn Atiq, he was from Taif. Taqir, he was from Taif. We know the story of Taif. We know these were the people that most hated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abdurrahman ibn Abu Atiq. Yes, I think that's a sahabi. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, inshallah. So, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no question that amongst the Taqif clan, the Taif clan, the people from Taif were called Taqif. Amongst the Taqif clan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most hated. There wasn't someone more hated than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdurrahman ibn Abu Taqif radiallahu anhu mentions this. He mentions this in a riwayat. He says, there was no one more hated than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, during the latter part of the nubuwwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a delegation that left from Taif to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the precincts of the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all alighted from their conveyances and went in to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a restricted period. When they emerged a short while later, they said there was no one more beloved to them than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, there's a few lessons in this. Can you imagine the conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in embracing his enemies when he had first met them? What was the conduct? What was the behavior? What was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embracing his known enemies who caused him so much of harm, my beloved brothers? In that very meeting, my beloved brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another notable incident occurred. They had asked him, one of the Taqif clan asked him, "Oh, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every Nabi, it is said, is gifted with one gift in this dunya. Why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so and so gift?" He says, "He's reserved his gift for the akhirat. And that gift will be, as we all know, alhamdulillah, just to repeat, that he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will mention ummati, ummati, beckoning every single member of the ummah to enter Jannah, my beloved. That's his dua. Every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserves their dua for the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reserved his dua, his fikr was transcended the period of this dunya, my beloved. Occurred in the akhirah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. So this was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who turned raging enemies into absolute loyal followers of the ummah, my beloved brothers. This through his conduct by virtue of a short meeting in Mashura. My beloved brothers, how lagging are we? Where is it that we need to get to, my beloved brothers? What is the gap, my beloved brothers? Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, alhamdulillah. So in order for us to achieve this, my brothers, we constantly say that we need to do it exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we constantly say in our bayan, we check our intention before, during, after. Alhamdulillah. But in addition to checking our intention, there's additional points that we need to bring in, my beloved brothers. We need, firstly and foremost, we need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So, once we check our intention before, during and after, right immediately thereafter, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq that He's given us. Then immediately, we make istighfar, because the tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us may be there, but the execution was here. So this gap, my beloved brothers, is our deficiency. So we make istighfar. So we do three things so far. One is we make shukr to Allah subhanahu, we check our intention before, during, after. Number two, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, we make istighfar because of the gap from tawfiq and execution. And the fourth thing that we do, my beloved brothers, we read the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. My beloved brothers, if Ibrahim alayhi salam had to make dua for all his mujahida, my beloved brothers, who are we? How is it possible that we can just assume that the reward, that the acceptance has occurred, my beloved brothers? Far from that. We need to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. So just to recap, there's four things that we do when we execute on amal. The first is we check our intentions before, during, after, like we popularly know. The second thing that we do, alhamdulillah, is that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us tawfiq. The third thing that we do is we make istighfar because the difference between tawfiq and our execution ability was hugely different. And fourthly, we make du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. And this routine, my beloved, so every single amal, so we live our lives on these four points of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shukr for tawfiq, making istighfar, and of course, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. My beloved brothers, alhamdulillah, all this, my beloved brothers, comes into our life if we're able to execute on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to execute on. The Mufassirin have said a few things, but before I make that point, I'll make another point. Hatib ibn Abi Baltaha was a Sahabi. was a Sahabi, and during that time, during the time, the period just before Fatha Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit with the senior Sahaba, and of course, they would strategize on the strategies of war, the strategies of the conquest, etc. During this period, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got wahi that there's one Sahabi that had already sent a message to Makkah al-Mukarramah before its conquest, and that the message in the possession of a certain messenger can be located at a certain point. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got wahi for this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched two Sahaba. Two Sahaba went to a particular point and they waited for the messenger to pass. And they found a lady after a while at the prescribed point, and they insisted that this person is carrying a message to Makkah al-Mukarramah to warn the relative of what was forthcoming, the conquest that is. After denying it, this lady, they found the message in the braids of the lady. And of course they returned to the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was disclosed that the Sahabi, Hatib ibn Abi Baltaha, was the Sahabi that sent the message, or was intending to send the message to his family in Makkah, with no malice intended, except to protect his property and to protect his family that were resident there. For no other reason. No ulterior motive. And of course, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu unsheathed his sword and said, "O Nabi of Allah, shall I take the head of Hatib radiallahu anhu?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, no, no. This is a Badri Sahabi." My beloved brothers, the Badri Sahaba have special place in this ummah. The Badri Sahabi, in terms of categories, in terms of status, of course, there's Nabi in this ummah, there's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, and the rest of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, and then the remainder of the Ashra Mubashra. No one can top that. They're the highest of the levels. The next status, the next level, is the Badri Sahabi. All those Sahaba that took part in the Battle of Badr. No one can exceed them. And who came after them? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, Ibn Anas radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. So many Sahaba that we constantly learn from, who had narrated thousands of ahadith, came after them. But they can never exceed the status of a Badri Sahabi. No one can. No other scholar. My beloved brothers, so this, why was he given that status? Simply because the sacrifice made by the Badri Sahabi can never be eliminated. Now of course, we'll never be able to emulate a Badri Sahabi. But we can imply, or rather, in a limited sense, we can bring that attitude to ourselves, my brothers. We can be the Badri Sahabi in our area if this effort of deen is non-existent. We can be the Badri Sahabi in the grey area that's not too far away. We can be the pioneering brother that will take deen into the areas where deen is hardly practiced, where there's no masajid, but we know there's residents, Muslims there. My beloved brothers, the Mufassireen, the scholars rather, of today have said a few things. But we take out four ayat, four from Nas, hadith and Quran ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a reason for our creation. He's created us exclusively for His worship. That's number one. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, صَلُّ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Perform salah like I perform salah. So number one, we need to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed others how to make salah. So it becomes our job. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed others how to make ibadah. So number one, make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Number two, show others how to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَيْرَ أُمَّتْ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ تَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. We are the best of creation and taken you out so that you can invite towards good and restrain from evil. So that's three. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to worship Him. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to show others how to worship. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to invite towards good and restrain from evil. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wida says, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ أَشَرْ مِنْكُمْ أَشَعِدْ مِنْكُمْ وَفَلْ أَلْغَائِبَ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ مَلَانَا. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us to take that message that others, take that message to those that were absent. So four things they might be able. One is, make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Show others how to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Invite to good. And then tell others to invite to good also. So those four things might be able. In general, my brother, when someone has a brilliant, brilliant business concept, it is something we hold close to our chest. We don't share it. We call it an IP, intellectual property. We don't share it, we don't take it, and we certainly don't share the profits. The most valuable of assets that this ummah has undoubtedly is this effort of deen. And this is the effort of deen that, unlike material things, we take especially and share it with others, my beloved ones. So for this reason, my beloved ones, we have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to go out and take others out. We ourselves have to be those that will be the ones that will learn our iman, as we deciphered in the very first point, my beloved ones. When we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll undoubtedly be learning iman. There's four aspects, there's four virtues or assets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Health, wealth, time, aql. These four things are unique to every single individual, but dispensed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala per individual. And they are made muqaddar. It is destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will never change, no matter what the set of circumstances will be. But it's our foolishness that we attempt to think that we have an impact on its ultimate destiny. For instance, our wealth, we will never be able, or our risk rather, we'll never be able to affect the risk, the quantity of risk in our lifetime. Neither will we be able to affect the length of our lifespan on the face of the earth. We'll never be able to impact it, my beloved brothers. So given that these four things, if we have yaqeen that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe it in our heart, then what about these four resources will make us chase them when they're inherently muqaddar? It's our gross stupidity. It's our gross misunderstanding or non-yaqeen on this matter. If one has true yaqeen like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all four of these things, health, wealth, time, aql, must be utilized for the establishment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would make sense. Then we'll be fulfilling the maqsad of our creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us to account on these four things that He'd made muqaddar for each and every one of us. How did we spend it? If we spent it on the establishment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is ahsan, this is the best situation, my beloved brothers. If we have spent it to just merely enjoy our period of time on the face of the earth, wallahi, my beloved brothers, we'll be grossly unsuccessful. So we should spend these four commodities, these four resources Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, health, wealth, time, aql, for the establishment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost in our own heart, in the hearts of our family, and our community, and to the world at large, my beloved brothers. Because this was the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, how is it that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come alive in every single part of the world? This is the batin and fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Zahir and Sunnah we know. We wear topi, we wear our beard, we know how to perform Salah. These are the Zahir and Sunnah. Sunnah that we know. The Batin and Sunnah, the hidden Sunnah, the psychological makeup of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the one that we're not following closely. Is the one that we're almost hardly emulating. The worry, the concern, when Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, mentioned that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hardly has a night of good sleep. His heart sounds like a boiling kettle. My brother, this is our maqsad. We have to emulate the psychological nature of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to learn how to worry about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers. In learning how to worry about the deen of Allah, we do that in segments. We increase our time day after day after day until finally we bring complete and absolute yaqeen that these four elements, health, wealth, time, etc., is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that a reality in our lives, and our purpose is to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that yaqeen comes, my beloved brothers, then alhamdulillah, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come alive, my beloved brothers, in our hearts, in our families, and throughout the world, inshallah. So we have to make ourselves ready, my beloved brothers. So who will give 4 months pedal, my beloved brothers? 4 months pedal, mashallah. 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 Mashallah, my beloved brothers. 4 months pedal, who's ready immediately, brothers?
Mashallah. Hafiz Faraz, 4 months pedal, inshallah. Abdul Rashid, spent 40 days now, increasing another 40 days, mashallah. Hafiz Ahmed, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Mashallah, brothers, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Give names, mashallah. Mashallah, Sheikh's name? Jomar from Saudi, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah kabul for mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Come, my dear. The tashkil, first tashkil is for 4 months, inshallah. For those brothers who have spent 4 months, 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign. For those who haven't spent 4 months, 4 months in 4 months India, Pakistan, my dear. Come, inshallah. Mashallah. What is our brother's name? Junaid from which masjid?
Madran.
Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, brothers, inshallah. Just like this. Give your name, my dear brothers. Who else makes intention, my dear brothers? Come, 4 months tashkil, my dear brothers. Mashallah. What's our brother's name? Yusuf from which masjid? Manqala. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept.
Mashallah.
Allah ta'ala use him as a means of hidayat, inshallah. Far and wide, inshallah. Come, my dear. Just like this. Give our names, my dear brothers. 4 months every year. What's your brother's name? Isa. Which masjid, Isa? Accents. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, my dear, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear. 4 months, inshallah. For those brothers who haven't spent 4 months, 4 months to Pakistan, and for those who have spent 4 months pedal to walk in the path of Allah. Alhamdulillah, from our province, we got one jamaat getting ready for 4 months pedal very, very soon, my dear. So who's ready to join this jamaat, inshallah? In the next, maybe next week or so, this jamaat is getting ready to come out in the path of Allah for 4 months, inshallah. Come, my dear, who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. The first step is you have to make niyat, you have to ask Allah Ta'ala. Present ourselves in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, you accept me. Mashallah. Ahmed, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah. 4 months, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Mashallah. What's your brother's name? Abdul Razak from which masjid? Skaweni, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Abdul Razak. 4 months, Abdul Razak? Allah accept, mashallah. Just like this, my dears. Come, my dears. Every area, my dears, to give intention. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dears, inshallah. We have to come out in the path of Allah to sacrifice, my dears. The sacrifice is what will water the fields of hidayat, mashallah. Fahim, mashallah, 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept, 4 months to Pakistan. Ahmed, what intention, Ahmed? 4 months, mashallah. From which area, Ahmed, is? Which area? Stanger, Allah accept, mashallah. Mashallah. Adnan, mashallah. Hafiz Adnan, Allah accept, 4 months, mashallah. Mashallah. Abdul Hakim, mashallah. 4 months. Mawlana's out, Mawlana's making intention for 4 months, mashallah. Mubarak, mashallah. Come, my dear.
Stand, my beloved brothers. Give your name, just my like beloved brothers. Give your name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring kubuliya to your intention, my beloved brothers. Stand, give your names. Even if, Muhammad don't look Ibrahim, at Asbab, don't look at Mamni. Or time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open
Allah
the way.
4 months, Muhammad Ibrahim? Allah accept, mashallah. Mubarak, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers, just like this, inshallah. This is how we will get ourselves accepted in the court of Allah. MashaAllah. Saad, inshallah. Ji.
Desire and talab will overpower material needs, my beloved.
4 months, Abdullah. After matric, inshallah, 4 months, inshallah. He's ready cash, mashallah. 4 months, Allah accept, mashallah. Haji Sahib is saying also those also who are finishing matric, inshallah, after matric to give 4 months, inshallah. Mashallah. What's our brother's name? Abdullah from? Belmont. Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months, Abdullah. Abdullah just finished 20 days now.
Mashallah.
Allah accept, mashallah. And potential. 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ji? Muharram, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. Which masjid Muharram from? South Beach. Allah accept, mashallah. Mubarak, mashallah. Just like this, my dear. Continue giving our name, my dears. This is the time of acceptance, my dear. This is the time when we will get ourselves accepted in the court of Allah. My dear, it's not our money that will take us. It's not our intelligence, not our ability. But it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will accept us. When Allah accepts us, no one will stop us. What's your brother's name? Tariq, Tariq, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. From Masjid Hilal, Allah accept, inshallah. Come away, encourage one another quietly next to us, right on our left. Encourage us, give them encouragement to come out, inshallah. After matric also, the youngsters, inshallah, make niyat, inshallah. Muhammad, inshallah. Hafiz Muhammad, 4 months, inshallah, after matric, mashallah. Mashallah. What's our brother's name? Salim, from which area? Midran, mashallah. 4 months, Salim. Allahu Akbar, Allah accept, mashallah. Young brothers, my dear brothers, desire to give the name in the part of Allah. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make tashkil, the youngsters used to stand on tiptoes. You know, Allah, Nabi can accept me. They knew they were underage. But they used to stand on tiptoes, Allah, can, Nabi can accept them, mashallah. Jibreel, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept. South Beach, eh? Malagasy, mashallah. Allah accept. 4 months. What's our brother's name? Ahmed, inshallah. Also from Madran. Allahu Akbar, Allah accept. He's like a Madran istimaya, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, my dears, mashallah. Hafiz Muhammad, mashallah, from PMB, inshallah. 4 months, Hafiz Muhammad. Allah accept, mashallah. One Jamaat is out from PMB at the moment for 4 months. Now, Hafiz Muhammad make a fikr for another Jamaat, inshallah. All the youth, inshallah, all those brothers who are out, even, inshallah, renew our intention, inshallah. By us making 4 months with Hafiz Ashraf Rubri, Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months, what's our brother's name? Unais, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Unais is from which area? Chatsworth, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Out for 4 months, mashallah. He's out for 4 months, mashallah. Come, my dears. Just like this. Continue, my dears. Ali, inshallah. 4 months, mashallah. Malagasy, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, inshallah. More brothers, inshallah. More brothers. Give our name, inshallah. Don't feel shy. This is the time Allah will accept us, my dears. Allah will get ourselves accepted in the court of Allah. MashaAllah. From every town, inshallah, we want 1 4-month Jamaat, inshallah. Brothers from the masjid also make intention, inshallah. Come, mashallah. The masjid make near, the halkas make near, inshallah, the zones make near. Our whole week of work will culminate in the Shab Guzari, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? MashaAllah. What's your brother's name? Harun, inshallah. From which area, Harun? Tanga, Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months, Harun? Allah accept, mashallah. Just like this, continue, my dears. All those young brothers who are out at the moment, is a chance for us to get ourselves accepted in the court of Allah. Continue making intention, my dears. Our standing also will be an encouragement for others, inshallah. We will stand, others will get encouraged to stand also, inshallah. This is the time we have to stand and show Allah Ta'ala. Come, my dears, inshallah. What about 40 days, inshallah? At least for minimum 40 days, make niyat for 40 days, inshallah. Those who haven't given the chillah, at least give the chillah for the year. 40 days, inshallah. Men's jamaat, 40 days, masturat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Stand up, brother. What's your name? Salim Abdullah. From which area?
MashaAllah.
Amzinto. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji? From which area? MashaAllah. Allah accept. Amzinto also, mashallah. Hussein, from where? Stanger, 40 days, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah accept, mashallah. Jamaat from Chicago, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. 40 days, Allah accept. 4 months, Allah. Ibrahim, from which area, Ibrahim? Peter Marisburg, mashallah, Allah accept. What intention, Ibrahim? 40 days. Allah accept, mashallah. All young brothers, mashallah. These are tomorrow, these are our future soldiers, our future brothers who will carry the work, my dears. Mashallah. What's our brother's name? Dean from which area? Sydney, 40 days. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept him. Allah accept his whole family. Allah accept him for the work of Rasulullah, mashallah. What's our brother's name? Sharif from which area? Peter Maritzburg, mashallah. What intention? 40 days. From now, inshallah. Allah, Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. What's our brother's name? Ji? Umar. Luqman, mashallah. From which area? Eastern Cape. Broad Street, mashallah. Out for 20 days now. Inshallah. Increase to 40 days, inshallah. Mashallah. Allah accept. That whole jump, mashallah. 40 days, mashallah. Muhammad Ibrahim is out for 20 days. He made near to came out for 20 days. Now he's increasing it to 40 days, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. What's our brother's name? Farooq, inshallah. What intention, Farooq? From which area? Iskaweni, mashallah. Allah accept, Farooq. 40 days, mashallah. Mashallah. Who else, inshallah? What's our brother's name? Suleiman, inshallah. From which area? Newcastle.
Mashallah.
Out for 4 months. 40 days. Allah accept, mashallah. Mubashir, also from Newcastle. Pakrini, what intention? 40 days, Allah accept, mashallah. Abdul, what intention, Abdul Rahman? 4 months, Allah accept, inshallah. Allah accept. Jee? Mavel, Allah accept, mashallah. Mashallah. This like that, so many brothers, mashallah. What a Mubarak Majma, mashallah. What's the names? Jee? Ali, Ali, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept. What's the name? Yunus, inshallah, Allah accept. 4 months, inshallah. 40 days, Allah accept, mashallah. Haji Basa, Allah accept. 40 days, inshallah. After Salim Basa, inshallah, Allah accept, mashallah. Bashir, inshallah. What intention, Bashir? 40 days, Allah accept. You're out at the moment. How long are you out for? Started today, 40 days. Allah accept, mashallah. MashaAllah, Mulam Ghulam Hussain make intention for 5 jamaats from Talimuddin, Madrasa Talimuddin, inshallah. The jamaats will start now shortly, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. 5 jamaats, alhamdulillah. Allah accept, mashallah. 40 days, inshallah, Mulam Ibrahim said, Allah accept, mashallah. MashaAllah, just like this, what a Mubarak Majma, mashallah. So many brothers made intention, alhamdulillah. It's only from Allah. What's your brother's name? Umar, from which area? Peter Mal, what intention? 40 days, Allah accept. From now, inshallah. Allah accept. Abbas, mashallah. What intention, Abbas? I'm zinto. 40 days, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Ismail, what intention, Ismail? 40 days. From which area? I'm zinto. Ismail out for 40 days from me. I'm zinto, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, at the moment, it's only the mercy of Allah, my dears. Up to 45 to 50 to 60. You know how many jamaats are out at the moment? From KZN, moving, crossing from area to area, area to area, alhamdulillah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like inshallah, who else? Inshallah. What about Masturat Jamaat, my dear? We need our cry, the cry of the elders at the moment is that Jamaats to come, Masturat Jamaats to come out. To take our wives out in the path of Allah ta'ala, my dear. This is very, very important. One is alhamdulillah, we are going out in the path of Allah. But one is you have to take our Masturat out in the path of Allah. That how deen will come also in our home. The first madrasa of the child is the lap of the mother. And if the mind of that mother is made, the zen is made, then the child will be made also. This is how the deen will come into a home, that we have to make the effort on our masturat, my dear. So elders are stressing, take them out in the path of Allah, inshallah. So who makes niyat for masturat, inshallah? We are making tashkil for 40 days, masturat, inshallah. Who will make niyat to fail by Allah accept 40 days, inshallah. 2 months, masturat, Allah accept, mashallah. Ahmad, Allah accept, mashallah. Muhammad, inshallah, from PMB. Who else, inshallah? Masturat, inshallah. Take our wives out in the path of Allah. Muhammad, from which area, Mawlana? Lens, mashallah. Masturat. Allah accept, mashallah. Swali, inshallah. 40 days, men, jama, boy. Ali, from which area, Ali? Peter Maritzburg. 40 days. From now, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Those who are not married can continue giving the intention of 40 days, and also we want Masturat Jamaat, my dear brothers. Especially those who have spent time in the path of Allah to take our Masturat, my dear brothers. Our elders have seen, our elders who are doctors, they have given a prescription, they are saying that our masturat effort is very weak in our areas. So let us increase and start by making intention, inshallah. We need more and more masturat jamaats to come out, inshallah. What's our brother's name? Muin. From which area? Stanger. Albert Street, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. 40 days, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Just like this, continue, my dear, inshallah. Come, continue giving our need to him. Mashallah. What's our brother's name? Yasin. Yasin, from which area? Amkumas. 40 days, inshallah. From now, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Mubarak, mashallah. Continue, my dear, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear. What's our brother's name? Umar, inshallah. What intention, Umar? 40 days, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Mashallah. Many, many brothers, alhamdulillah, who are sitting here. We came out for 10 days, we came out for 20 days in the path of Allah. Now the feeling has come, the thought has come, that I have to increase it to 40 days, inshallah. Do not feel shy. Many brothers have increased. We also should increase our time, inshallah. From which area, Abdi? 40 days, Broad Street. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept you, inshallah. Abdi, inshallah. Mashallah. All those brothers who made intention for 4 months and those who made intention for 40 days, inshallah, just stand up, inshallah. Stand up in your place, inshallah. All those who made niyat, inshallah. This is a time of acceptance, but don't get left out now. All those who made, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. 40 days, Allah accept, inshallah. From town, eh? Mashallah. Allah accept. One whole jamaat, inshallah. All those who made intention, stand up, my dear brothers, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. Allah will get happy, mashallah. Allah, Nabi Sam get happy. Allah get happy, I was standing, mashallah. Continue standing, inshallah. Come, my dear. More brothers gave the name. All those who gave the name, stand up, inshallah. All those who gave the name, stand up, mashallah. Mashallah. Come on to my right, your left, inshallah. Come on to my right. Come on to that, brothers will sit with you all. Make some tartib, inshallah. Come, brothers. Come, my dear. All those who gave the names, come on to the right hand side. My right hand side, your left, inshallah. Mashallah. Come, brothers. All those who gave the names, come, inshallah. Come. A few minutes, inshallah. All those who give them, inshallah, make way for them. Let them go, inshallah. Mashallah. All those, don't feel shy, my dear friends.
Morning.
Morning, make the dua, ma. Dua, dua, inshallah. Exactly.
Bismillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Sayyidina إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك العلم النافع ورزقا طيبا وقولا متقبلا اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفو والغنى اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم انت ربي لا اله الا انت عليك توكلت وانت رب العرش العظيم ما شرك له من لم يشاء لا يقوم لا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعلم ان الله على كل شيء قدير وان الله قد احاط بكل شيء علما اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شر النفس ومن شر كل تابه من دعوه الى ستين ربنا صراط مستقيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله
All the brothers are requested, inshallah, to sit in our halkas, inshallah, till the time of Adhan, inshallah, sit in our different halkas and make fikr to how to fulfill all these takazas and all those jamaats that are coming to our area, how we can make nusrat of these jamaats, inshallah.